All right, it is June 5th, 2013. Chris and Sharice of Truth Frequency filling in for Bob Tuscan once again. If you missed the show yesterday, you can get it at, you can get the archive at Republic Broadcasting. And we have a great show for you once again today. We'll be taking some calls too, if you are so inclined, and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. There's so much going on in the world right now. The first thing that sticks out to me, and she rewrote an article about this yesterday, is Domino's Pizza is actually testing their is testing drone technology for pizza delivery. I don't know if you remember that movie, Fifth Element, but in the opening scene, or one of the scenes at the very beginning of the movie, you see pretty much everything flying around all over the place. And that looks like the world that we're creating now. Everything is drones. Drones to deliver your pizza, drones to spy on you, drones to bomb you. Technology could be used for good, or it could be used for evil. And we have to be very careful with what we do with this technology. And I have no problem delivering pizzas with a drone. I mean, that's no problem. But when you arm those drones and you spy on people with those drones, then it becomes a problem. And unfortunately, anything the establishment gets their hands on, they pervert in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Genetic engineering, for instance, we can grow hearts, we can grow arms, we can grow limbs, teeth, you name it, whatever the body needs. However, they're moving towards transhumanism, not to make people feel better, not to lift people up, but rather to further control people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put the microchip in your arm. As a matter of fact, I was listening to an interview earlier today, and I'm sorry, not an interview, a speech. And it was by this woman. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but she was bousting on about how these technologies. She works for DARPA now, and so how these technologies now we can tattoo them onto people, and that children 20 years old will be more receptive to it, even if it's just to make their parents mad. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to get these RFID tattoos on them to make their parents mad. And that was her justification, and that was her selling point. Oh, well, you know, it's going to be hard to get 20-something-year-olds to wear a bracelet or whatever, but we can get a tattoo on them, because that'll make their parents mad.
Couldn't they actually implement it secretly if they wanted to? I mean, through the whole tattoo industry, which is mainly run by ex-cons, right? I mean, they could basically have it put into all tattooing at some point, and people just aren't even aware of it.
They could. But what they talked about in Revelations, the Mark of the Beast, it's coming. It's coming very, very quickly. And these drones that we're seeing and all this futuristic technology, that's just a step in that direction. Mm-hmm. Now, my views on Revelation is that the establishment and powers that be are using that as a script. It's not prophecy. It's a script that they're playing out to fool people and make people believe that they have to go along with this agenda because it's God's will.
Or there's nothing they should do anyway because Jesus is going to come back. So there's no point in doing anything.
Ah, yeah. So CFR to Hell, one of our listeners and good friends from a long time ago, he mentioned that in They Live, you also see these drones flying around like crazy.
Ah, yes.
And that's very true,
now.
Back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you just can't see them because you don't have your sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put your sunglasses on, if you
everywhere.
Can get past the chemtrails, then you see them everywhere.
Absolutely. In other news, a woman and her grandson found a loaded gun on a Disney World ride. And all the Canadians are saying, oh my God, why haven't they taken their guns away yet? It's going to hurt somebody.
Loaded gun at Disney World. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Technology can be used for good, for evil. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the establishment will use it for evil. It seems like everything is coming to a head right now. The establishment is moving out of desperation, which is great for us. But then again, a collapse is imminent. Now, we're in the middle of a depression right now. I went to the store the other day and bought some steaks. Well, I looked at some steaks. I didn't buy them because, number one, they didn't look very good quality. But number two, they used to give you the BS price is what I call it, $35 for a pack of four, for instance. And then they give you the real price, which if you have their little grocery card, you get them for like $20. It was $18 and then $20 and then $21 and then $25. Now they don't even do that anymore. It's $35, $40 for four steaks that are not good quality at all. I'm sure you can find the deals out there, but it just goes to show. I've been doing a little juice diet, though, and this juice diet is just basically you mix up a bunch of organic vegetables, put in some supplements, several different supplements. I'll put an article up at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you can find out more about that. But you drink this in the morning, and then you can eat pretty much whatever you want. However, it, number one, dulls the appetite, so you don't feel like eating anymore. But number two, it also cleans out the system and gives the body what it needs. And this was recommended by my friend, Dr. Chris Bogner, who's been a longtime listener of Truth Frequency. And in the 2 weeks that I've been doing this, I've dropped 13 pounds, and my stomach has shrank, not only on the outside, but on the inside as well. And I think it just goes to show, when you start giving your body the things that it needs, regardless of whether you're giving it bad stuff or not, then your body starts to react appropriately and starts to function as it should. Now, why did I mention this? Because I'm thinking to myself, God, I'm so glad that I cut down on my meat intake because of how expensive everything has gotten. And this Domino's pizza drone here, I mean, do you really want Domino's at your door? It's GMO garbage filled with preservatives, filled with crap. An entire pizza, medium pizza, has like something like 3,000 or 3,500 calories or something like that. And I noticed that when I get Domino's, and it's been a long time since I have, it doesn't fill me up. I feel like I need to eat and eat and eat, and I'll almost eat an entire medium pizza from Domino's every time I order it. And I only order it when I'm out of town at a cheap motel, and then the Domino's things happens to be on the back of the key.
I think the last time we ate it actually was when we moved here.
Yeah.
Or when we were on our honeymoon.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, yeah.
So it just goes to show, you treat your body a little bit better, your body responds better, and then you stop wanting all of this garbage. You stop wanting the GMO and the high fructose corn syrup and the, what is that flavor enhancer, the MSG.
Mm-hmm.
When you start craving a Big Mac or you start craving a double cheeseburger, if you tell yourself, I'm not really craving a Big Mac, what I'm craving is the chemicals inside of that Big Mac, I'm craving the MSG, then you start to train your mind to really see the way, really see things for the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they are is they've got you addicted to these chemicals. And this stuff is just absolutely horrible. I mean, it's so bad for you, it's not even funny. And they've done study after study independently on YouTube, for instance, where they'll leave a McDonald's food laying out, and the fries, for instance, look exactly the same a year later as they did the day they bought them. And that means that there's so much preservatives in there that it can't break down. It doesn't grow algae, it doesn't grow the bacteria, the mold, that it breaks it all down. And therefore, that's what's happening inside of your stomach, because your stomach acids can't break all that down.
Right.
And so your system gets clogged up with all of this garbage and all of these preservatives, and there you are.
Exactly. And I think that we have been deceived by the commercials since we were 4 or 5 years old to believe that this food is actually normal and healthy to eat every day.
Right. I remember seeing a McDonald's commercial, and you can find it on YouTube if you type in 80s McDonald's commercials, and they talk, they're singing in the kitchen, and they're rolling the dough,
they're
cracking eggs, and they're talking about how they make everything fresh.
Making breakfast.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think that that was the case back in the 80s. I was, you know, a little bitty kid back then,
right.
But I don't think that was the case in the 80s, and I know for sure that's
not the case now. Oh, God,
but no. They can't get away with advertising like that now. Anyways, let's go to, before we get into the next article.
Well, I just wanted to finish that off by saying, instead, these supplements that we're taking, they don't help you overnight, but over time, they make you see that Gordita Crunch as a jar of chemicals, essentially. You see food differently. You want the good food. You want the cucumbers and the salads and the vegetables. You don't want the jar of chemicals anymore. And it's been awesome to see the transformation with you, sweetie.
Aw,
thank
you.
Just wanted to finish it off with that.
Well, I owe it to myself and I owe it to you to be as healthy as possible so I can be here as long as possible. And I think I owe it to all of our listeners as well to keep delivering this information and keep facilitating this information and be as healthy as I can while I'm doing it, so I can keep on doing the 12, 16, 18 hour days that's involved in the behind the scenes work. You know, we do three shows, 3 hours per show, 9 hours a week, but everything else that goes in the background really is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bob in Hawaii, who's holding on the line. Let's see what's on his mind. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, Chris and Cherie. How are you guys doing tonight?
Very good. How's the weather down there in Hawaii?
Oh, it's just beautiful here. There's lots of radiation coming on shore from Fukushima. And at any moment, there's going to be a major pole shift. Know what I mean?
Yes. I do.
We do.
I do. Yeah, there's a lot of poles shifting out there. There's a lot of troll smokers.
Yes, absolutely. You guys know what aspartame turns into when it gets too hot?
Formaldehyde.
You know what formaldehyde's used for?
Embalming
dead bodies.
Embalming fluid.
That's right.
And that's exact, mm-hmm. And you were talking about the preservatives and, you know, McDonald's. And you get that hamburger and french fries, that Happy Meal that 2 months later looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they're mummifying our bodies. You keep drinking that Diet Coke, you're going to turn into a mummy.
Well, not in the sense that, you know, you can turn into a mummy. Not that kind of mummy.
No.
But more like a cancer-ridden, disease-ridden cesspool of chemicals.
Well, people are worried about a zombie apocalypse, and they don't realize that the zombie apocalypse is already here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you been to a mall lately?
Oh, my God.
And seen all of the zombies walking around looking at their phones?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't go to malls. And by the way,
I try not to either.
Listeners who are wondering what the hell Bob's doing calling into his own show and why I said I was in Hawaii, I'm not in Hawaii. I'm in an undisclosed underground bunker somewhere in Colorado.
Ah, nice.
We're in
He's
the
sitting
Hollywood.
Right behind us.
Right below you, actually.
Yeah, that is true. We are high up on the Rocky Mountains.
You guys are definitely high on the Rocky Mountains.
And I mean that in more ways than one.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you do. I heard some of the show last night. You were advocating drug use.
I'm advocating the use of things that are as equivalent, the things that are equivalent to tomatoes.
Not equivalent to
You put the seeds in the ground, they grow, and that's it.
Just add water.
Now, you know, drugs, it's not the same as drugs. I mean, drugs, you got to do stuff to them chemically. You got to add baking soda, sugar, and water, and all that stirred up.
Now, that's the drugs that the CIA pushed for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys really making a documentary? Is this true?
We are.
We are.
It's called Crisis Actors,
the
Evolution
of
Dallas False Flag Terror.
Is Dallas Goldbug Incorporated?
No, it's not.
No.
As a matter of fact, there is a section about Dallas Goldbug and how he, number one, opened my eyes to the idea of Crisis Actors, but number two, I feel like he was purposefully injected into the scene in order to pile on so much
garbage,
right? Things that are so easily debunkable, disprovable. That's what I was looking for, to cloud up the real information. And so we present to you the real information.
You know, I'm an actor too, right?
You
according
are.
To,
yes.
According to that individual the aforementioned.
Well, you know, the thing is, I asked Ed a few times if he would make a video about me and Cherie being Antonio Banderas and Selma Hayek.
You wouldn't do
it. But he wouldn't do it. I don't know why.
No, I consider you guys to be more along the lines of Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to cut my boobs off, too. Next.
Yeah, I think you should.
That's next up on the list.
Oh, and how about this story? What's the guy's name? Catherine Zeta-Jones' hubby? What's his name?
Oh, Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, he's got in, according to him, his throat cancer, and this is all about the HPV vax myth and all that other propaganda.
Right.
Well, he claims it was from cunnilingus, but I think personally it was from fellatio.
Okay, here's the thing. 80% of the population is going to be exposed to it at some point in their lives. It's as common as warts on your hand. That is how common this stuff is. And the fact that Michael Douglas is coming forward now and saying it's a result of having oral sex, regardless of whether it's cunnilingus or fellatio, it really doesn't matter at this point. All he's doing it for is money from Merck.
Well, how do you get it in your throat if you're not smoking the pole? We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, and we are back right here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Chris and Cherie Geo filling in. And the topic that we're discussing, we've got Bob Tuscan on the line, as a matter of fact, is the preservatives and chemicals that are in your food right now. And that's why I'm very glad that Truth Frequency is sponsored by MyPatriotSupply.com. And they have sponsored pretty much everybody speaking truth out there. I know that there are sponsors of RBN as well, and many, many other great networks and also radio shows and websites. And
they never cut me a check.
Never?
No, I want some of their money, too.
That's because...
Actually, I'd much rather have... And I'm joking, of course. And I think they're great. They gave away free seeds early on, and, you know, when Matt just started the company. I didn't even know him at the time. I later found out that this was the My Patriot Supply that we know today. And he sponsored a free seed giveaway on my radio show. And anybody that called in got free seeds. Actually, you didn't even have to call in. All you had to do was send me your address via email, and you got a free package of heirloom seeds. It was awesome.
Nice.
Very nice.
He's that kind of guy. He really is.
He's not a businessman. I mean, he is a businessman. Obviously, he's built a successful business, but
at the root,
he's in it to help people. And that's why I respect him so much. And that's why I think he's so successful at what he does, because he constantly gives and gives and gives and gives. And even his prices. I mean, you go to his competitors and the seed vaults are $250+. His seed vaults are $39.99. And then you can get two for $49 or something like that. I don't remember off the top of my head. Not only that, but a lot of those other seed vaults you get, and they're primarily carrots or primarily cucumbers or, you know, one or the other. He has people individually packing each one of those seed vaults by hand to make sure you get the highest quality and the right quantity.
Yeah, I want to make one more comment on this, and I don't want my listeners to think the show's turning into an infomercial. Let me just make this comment, okay? Your Federal Reserve notes are worthless, and they're soon to be even more worthless in the near future, and you're better off trading them with a guy like that or something you can actually show for it. And to me, that's the bottom line. Now, I don't have any Federal Reserve notes. I have a piggy bank with a few coins, Federal Reserve coins in it, but that's about it. And the second I get some Federal Reserve notes because of a healthy donation from a listener that has never shown their face before and probably will never show their face, I will trade those Federal Reserve notes in for something usable. And that's when you go to a guy like my Patriot Supply or whoever, and you say, hey, this is what I want to do for my family because I understand the situation we're in and just how serious these times are. And I get it. And that's what I hope my show and its listeners understand.
You're absolutely right, and I've got to say, we have a little bit of gold, we have a few coins, not much, but it's enough to, if we needed to get from point A to point B, we can use them to do that. We have enough storable food to get us from point A to point B also. And the security that you feel when you have this, and you know that if anything happens, you take off, you've got your storable food, you've got a couple of gold coins, and that's it. It feels really good, and so I really advise that everybody gets prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com, or, I mean, even just go to your grocery store and just get some cans or whatever. You know, just do something to set a few things aside in this day and age.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, yesterday, Bob, and I don't know if you had a chance to look at this. I believe on the show we discussed this here on the Bob Tuscan Show. It might have been on our Truth Frequency broadcast. I don't remember. But we talked about the Mars rat. And I don't know if you've seen these pictures where they found a rat on Mars. Have you seen this?
Is this some sort of Jewish joke?
No. I'm serious.
I did see it. I saw the picture.
Right. Now, the spacereporter.com, space.com, Fox News, and many others are running now to debunk this picture and say that it's just a matter of an optical illusion that you're seeing a rat when there's not really a rat there.
Your mind is making you see a rat when there's not really a rat
there. And isn't this interesting how the very same people that are looking for life on other planets are now debunking any evidence of life on other planets? Your thoughts? Did we lose Bob Tuscan?
I'm sorry. I'm multitasking here. Things are a little crazy. Say it again. Chris?
Isn't it funny how the people claiming to be searching for life and searching for all of these things are the same ones coming out and debunking every single piece of information that points to life on other planets? We'll get Bob Tuscan's take on that on the other side right here on the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll also change gears, speed it up a little bit too.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Bob Tuscan's on the line with us. We're going to have to let him go here in a few minutes because he's very, very boring tonight. I don't know what's wrong with him. No, not really. We're going to have to let him go because he's got other things to do. He's got the baby to attend to. And that's what I wanted to ask you. Speaking of free seed giveaways, how's the baby doing?
I'm so sorry
for his
three. How's your behavior? Free seed giveaway going, huh?
Not so good, actually. No, go
my
ahead.
Listeners, Chris, just so you know, I know you're just a guest host here, but I have a very conservative listener base. This is a family show, okay? I'm very family-oriented, and I would appreciate if you don't raunch up my show, Chris, okay?
Absolutely. Okay? I'll be more than happy to.
My listeners are either in their late 80s or they're very, very young, you know, fucking 8 years old.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Different fan base.
So how is the little one doing?
The baby. He's got like 8 teeth popping through it. So I'll tell everyone. We're traveling. We came down south, about 6 hours south in the belly of the beast here in South Florida. My folks live in Fort Lauderdale, just up the road from Miami, and it's crazy down here. You know, you got a bunch of crazy people, totally oversaturated. It's sprawled out like you wouldn't believe. And we came down specifically so that my wife could have a holistic, what's the other word for it, biological, holistic or biological dentist to take a look at her mercury filling, which she is convinced, and I'm inclined to think that she's right, is causing mental toxicity in her body, and as a result also being passed on to the baby through breastfeeding. She's very concerned about
that. Yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah, so she's very concerned about the metal in her mouth, and she found, you know, it's hard to find a holistic dentist. Most of these dentists, they want to put a crown in your mouth. There's a whole dental conspiracy. I should do a show on it because there's a lot there. And actually, you guys did a bit on it a while back, if I recall correctly. Didn't you guys talk about that a bit?
We did. Several times, and yeah. I brought it up to my dentist a few times. Hey, what do you think of this mercury? Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Well, then why do you use gloves and dispose it in a special biohazard bag and box and you keep it, you know, within 3 feet away from you and all this stuff? Oh, well, that's just safety precautions.
And these are the same people that shoot up vaccines with mercury in them, that eat high fructose corn syrup with mercury in it. I mean, what do you expect from these zombies?
Right.
You know, we know better.
We're really proud of you and your wife for going the extra mile to make sure that your baby is protected. So that's awesome.
Crazy. Even if we, you know, breastfeed, there's still stuff that could be passed on from the mother just from her mouth. So,
right.
Long story short, we're in the belly of the beast just to see a specialized, holistic, biological dentist, and that's why we're here. And here's a little fun bit here. The baby, my parents bought him some cheap plastic from China, this little car. And he's 11 months. He just turned 11 months yesterday. Okay, so it just started crawling like crazy. But they got him this car thing with wheels that he can stand in, but it's got like a little seat where his legs hang in and touch the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been running around in this little car. Hard to explain, but it's like seeing him walk for the first time. And he runs around in it, and he just screams, and he chases my parents' little yappy dogs around the house. And it's the cutest thing ever. And he's like, he'll like hit a chair or something, and he'll just straighten himself out. And it's the coolest thing ever to see him have fun running around in his little baby car around the house.
Well, imagine being that age and thinking, man, I wish I could chase that dog. And then they put you in something that lets you chase the dog.
Exactly. It's so cool. It's really neat to see him do all that. And he likes, you know, being around the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and
right,
all that fun stuff. So as much as we're ready to pull our hair out and get the heck out of here and go back to the country, you know, and the other thing, it really, being down here really puts things in perspective, right? Because it really reinforces what we're doing. We're not here in the belly of the beast, oversaturated. People are cutthroat down here. There's, you know, it's just, it's crazy. We're not here, and we are where we are for a reason. And, you know, sometimes you lose focus of that reason when you're away from things. But when you come back to this sort of environment, you realize that, yeah, you know what? I wouldn't trade our situation for anything. And when something happens, when the economy collapses, when, not if, when a natural disaster occurs, you know, we're in South Florida. I lived through Hurricane Andrew. One of the biggest storms before Katrina and the others that followed. You know, people down here, they loot. They act crazy. And if the power goes down for an extended period of time, when the power goes down for an extended period of time, things are really going to be shaken up here, especially since there is affluence next to utter poverty. And that's right. What South Florida is. You go from one block with million-dollar houses to another block with people living under bridges. And it's all on top of each other with extreme oversaturation. They're all transient people from South America, Cuba, New York, you name it. And, well, get ready for the New World Order, folks, because when they're ready to pull that trigger, guess who's going to be in the most trouble? It's going to be the people here on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the new movie called Purge?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have yet to hear of Purge. Okay. The Purge is a new movie starring Ethan Hawke about the world in the future, sometime in the future. And every year, I mean, apparently crime is at the lowest it's ever been. Murder rates are the lowest it's ever been. But it's only because every year for 12 hours, everybody can do whatever they want, and there are no emergency services whatsoever. No police, no ambulances, no firefighters. You could kill anybody you wanted for 12 hours.
Oh, and now this premise already is raising all sorts of flags in my mind. So,
okay,
first
go ahead.
Of all, if we were, this is ridiculous, if we were given the opportunity to do whatever we want, let's say, and I know this is just a movie, and, you know, that's not saying much, obviously, but if we were allowed to do whatever we wanted for 12 hours, what makes anybody think that all of a sudden we've turned into utter psychopaths? To think, you know, the premise that the nanny state somehow is the only thing that keeps us in order, and that if anarchy was to take place, and all anarchy means without a ruler, that somehow we'd go back to this barbaric nature and just kill each other. I mean, that's the whole premise. That we're fighting.
Well, Bob. I don't mean to interrupt, but there are a lot of idiots out there, and there's a lot of psychos out there. And unfortunately, I encounter these, and it's funny because I've encountered more since I started doing this radio show than I have ever in my life. And it just goes to show people, if you look at the internet is a perfect example of how people really are, because they can be themselves completely anonymous. And the way that they treat each other, I'm not even talking about the trolls that attack us. I'm talking about just in general. You go to YouTube, you go to Facebook, you go any of that. And people treat each other so horribly that I think that goes to show what humanity is really about when they're anonymous and they think that nobody knows who they are, where they are, or any of that. And they really treat each other the way that is really embedded in their hearts. What are you thinking about that idea?
Embedded in their hearts?
I believe so. I mean, why else Israeli. Would they do it?
Yeah, they're definitely Israeli embedded in their hearts, yeah.
Well, I mean,
you know, there are the pay trolls out there, and there are the Mossad agents, for instance, and federal agents.
Yeah.
I mean, there are paid bloggers out there, without a doubt. But the majority of people, at least from what I've seen, who leave comments are just very sick individuals, and they're so sick of their own lives that they try to make other people feel bad to make themselves feel better.
But this is going a little bit further, though, than just, you know, leaving mean comments on Facebook. This movie is about basically a whole society where everybody is really nice to each other all year long, except for a 12-hour period in which the culmination of a whole year of planning on killing somebody comes to a fantastic closure. And it's like, that's why they call it the Purge, because it gets it out of their system. And it has a quote here. It says, "It's one night when the citizenry regulates itself without thought of punishment." Well, what about a citizenry regulating itself without threat of punishment? I think that's what this whole thing is about. It's about making you think that you need them. You don't need them.
Yes.
If you really need them to regulate your life and tell you and make you not kill people,
right?
Then our society is long gone. Yeah.
And that's the exact point I was making, Sheree.
you know, I, even if there wasn't a single law on the books and it was completely okay, and to take it a step further, it was the norm to kill people, to do all these aberrant behaviors, I would still not do it. Okay? And I don't need anybody to tell me that. That's how I was born. And I firmly believe that only about 5%, if that, of our population is born as a psychopath. The rest is a matter of a combination of things, and most of it has to do with our scarcity-based economics. You know, only in those conditions of scarcity do the extreme aberrant behaviors come up. The rest, the true psychopaths are not really that, you know, that large of a percentage of our population. They're not. I think, and I might be wrong here, and maybe you guys can get some calls on this, because I'd be interested, and I'll listen in, because now you got me going. I think that most people, and please call in, tell Chris and Sheree your thoughts on this, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I think most people are decent. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I think most people, if you just put them in a situation where they have their needs, they don't have to come after each other, they're taken care of, they're comfortable, I think most people are decent.
Right,
that could very
so
well
too.
Be. We'd also kill the majority of psychopaths in a defensive type of situation as well. Mm-hmm. So we would eliminate a lot of those right off the bat.
Right, exactly. And not only that, though, this movie seems to impress upon the decent people out there that you just spoke of that think that, you know, killing somebody is just heinous, and spending a whole year planning on killing somebody is even more heinous. It reinforces this idea of victimization, of you have to protect yourself. You have to build giant 30-foot walls around your entire house. You can't let anybody into your life. You can't let anybody into your little zone, or they will kill you and rob you and rape your wife and take your children. I mean, it's they want you to think that you're a victim.
Let me get your take on this real quick, Bob. As part of this research that I'm doing on this crisis actor film, I've been watching a lot of real decapitation videos to compare them to what happened in the UK. One of the reoccurring themes that I see from the Zetas anyways is that a lot of these assassins seem to be young kids. And I noticed, my God, these kids are young. And they're wearing masks. I can't really see you know, who they are or what their age is, but I can just tell that they're younger. I recently read an article where they caught one of the beheaders here in the United States, and he was 14 years old. 14 years old, professional assassin for the Zetas, and he specialized in beheading, and had beheaded a lot of people. So what is your take on that? How do people get from point A to point B?
Well, when you take a child who has been traumatized from a very young age, from extreme poverty, and you give them a gun, and you give them the comfort and security and the food and the wealth, and I'm not talking extreme wealth, I'm talking just basic necessities met, you could very easily brainwash, in a sense, a mercenary of a very young age to do the bidding of these sick people. And this is something that has been going on for some time now. You know, it's also something that I believe the powers that shouldn't be in our own New World Order. I think it's something they'll utilize at some point, whether it's Blackwater or whatever they're called now, Z, or any other mercenary group. I think that these people from extreme poverty can make a very good Manchurian candidate in a sense. And I don't know that it has to do with their age per se as much as it has to do with the fact that they've been traumatized from a very young age, they're taken out of poverty, and they're given the opportunity to say, hey, you can either go back to poverty, you can go back to the violence and the abuse that you've experienced, or you can do this for us and be safe with us. And that's kind of the gang mentality, the trauma-based mind control that that's used on these individuals, and that's my understanding.
So do you think these 14-year-old kids, as you said, they're completely brainwashed, or do they happen to find these psychopaths that are born into the society and then pick and choose the ones that fit the bill?
I would venture to guess that many of them aren't even psychopaths, that many of them are just products of the situation.
That's a damn shame. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment right here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, and we've had Mike in Chicago holding for a while. I'm sorry, Mike. Didn't mean to look
keep you on hold.
Yeah, keep you on hold. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just hit. I wanted to make sure my mute was off. Anyway, yeah. The whole this really creature, especially this year, and last year. It reminds me of the movie, was it, where the people were eating those crackers, but it was actually the people themselves.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, Soylent Green. It just seems like a system has been set up where Bill Gates is a huge contributor to Monsanto. And he's also a, pushes, you know, a lot of agenda as far as, reduction in population. That being said, then you have these GMs that are being, rejected, you know, recently, in other countries, you know, like you were talking about earlier from the United States, the wheat, for example. And then you got this system of Western, pharmaceutical, you know, death science. And, you know, when you put all this stuff together and just start to think about it, this is it's almost like they're setting up some kind of a system of population, reduction, and we're going to pay for it.
Right. That's the only conclusion you can come to when you see people dying from, I think, what was it, 500,000 people die every year from side effects of medications, and nobody blinks an eye. But,
there's no accountability.
And there's no accountability whatsoever. Yeah.
You go to a hospital, you're about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And these are supposed to be places where they're healing you. And then your food's poisoning you, your air's poisoning you. What the hell is going on? Mike, what do we do about it, dude? Or should we just go to Antarctica? What do you think?
Well, you know, and then it really sets me back, too, when you were talking about earlier, somebody walked through the mall and they seen all the zombies, the kids, you know, and the people just staring at their iPhones. You know, all of this is going to come to a head. And I don't know what it's going to look like, seriously. And I don't know why people are just, you can't just blame the fluoride or the drugs that people are taking. It's
all the
just,
fluoride,
right?
It's only
right,
fluoride.
They used it in the camps, and they, you know, and those places were a lot worse than anything. And it just causes complacency, you know, docile.
Yeah, it's not, and of course I'm joking, it's not only the fluoride, but you're right, dude, it's a combination of things, and thank goodness.
But you asked me an important question. You're like, what is the solution? That's a hard thing to, you know.
The final solution.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. We appreciate the call, Mike. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I wish we would have brought you on a little bit earlier. Bob Tuskin, what would you like to leave the audience with?
I love you guys. Have a good night.
Kiss the one you love right now, because you never know when the last time is going to be, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Love you guys.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.